We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve.
Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking at a second part of the conscience. Last week on the Nuggets of Truth, we got into what the Bible has to say about the conscience. All people are born with a conscience. The Bible says in Romans 1:18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." So man knows how to distinguish good from evil. They have a conscience. That's the spirit of man, which is the candle of the Lord. We looked at that last week, which is the conscience. And so what Paul is writing is he's just revealing that there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. And so when Job asks the question, "Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? Who hath given understanding to the heart?" Well, the answer is there is a spirit in man, and the Almighty giveth them understanding. That's why Paul wrote, there's a judgment day that's coming. And if you go back to the Jew, and Paul was writing to the Jew and said, you're going to be judged according to the law. At that day when you meet your Maker, every knee will bow. And then he dealt with the Gentile. The Gentile, well, they didn't have the Bible. They didn't have the written word of God as it was given unto the Jewish people. They had the Old Testament, and they had the law, and they had the feast days. They had several things that gave them a whole lot more responsibility to God. But here, understand what Paul says to the Gentile. He says, I want you to know, and this is what he says. The Gentile has the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness. So therefore they will be judged too. So all will give an account to God. Every knee will bow. So we get to the second part of this, holding faith and a good conscience. And so you might say, well, what about the people that disregard this? They reject this. And they move away from God. Well, how oft is the candle of the wicked put out? And how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrow in His anger. And so you can sear that conscience. 1 Timothy 4:2 says, you go far enough. Romans chapter number 1 says, God will turn you over to a reprobate mind. He will no longer bother you. He'll let you have it your way. But now for the believer, this is the second part. Holding faith and a good conscience. Are you a believer? Well, faith is essential to a good conscience. And it starts with the grace of faith. For by grace you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. When you place faith in Jesus to forgive you of your sin and to save you, that's the beginning. And then faith here, holding faith, as 1 Timothy 1:19 speaks concerning the doctrine of God. God has laid out principles. God has laid out his law, statutes, commandments. And so holding faith, that's a doctrine of God. His principles, his law, okay? And so if you'll do that, well, the Old Testament says, for thou will light my candle. The Lord will enlighten my darkness. And so that was even promised to the Old Testament saints. But what about you and I? Well, you and I who are saved, we have the Spirit of God indwelling within us. And the Spirit of God reveals truth. He will guide us into all truth. That's John 16, verse number 12. You have this unction from the Holy One. That's the Spirit of God. And you have this anointing, which you have received of him that abideth in you. He's talking about the Holy Spirit of God. And so because you're saved, well, now you need to hold faith and a good conscience. Holding faith, you need to be building yourself up on this most holy faith, Jude verse number 20. You need to be growing in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior. All right, you say, well, how do I do that? I read the Word of God. As I'm reading the Word of God, I learn. I get understanding. I gain knowledge. And that understanding allows me to apply these truths and then to live by them. Not just apply them and live by them, but also teach them and hand them down. And so James speaks concerning God, and he says, I want you to know every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I want you to know what James is saying. He talks a little bit concerning sin in James chapter number 1. Sometimes people say, well, you know what? It was God that caused me to sin. A lot of people blame things on God. Well, my wife left me, and then they'll say, and God provided me with this woman, and now it's not working out. Wait a second. Don't blame that on God. Here James says every good and every perfect gift is from above. You had a conscience, and if you'll read the Word of God and you'll take his principles and you'll take his law, you're not going to enter into many things that are entered into today with no thought at all. It says here, let no man say when he is tempted of God, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. And so what's he saying? He's saying, don't you blame God for you're going the wrong direction. Don't you blame God for doing things that go against God's word and God's principles. So this conscience, it's important for me to hold faith. Then that will allow me to keep this conscience, a good conscience. And when he says every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Don't blame God on things that aren't good. All right. Here, James makes it very clear. It was your choice. You knew what you were doing did not fit God's principles. You knew. And a lot of times people say, well, it was a gray area. Oh, wait a second here. There is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. With God, there is no gray. You know, a lot of times you've heard people say, well, that's white or black. And then they'll say, well, this is a gray area. And they're insinuating that there is nothing in the Word of God that tells them that it's wrong or right. Now, wait a second. You see, don't go against your conscience. If your conscience... A lot of times people say, well, yeah, I was a little bit troubled and I was looking for some answers. But that right there tells you, you got a problem. You see, in 1 Timothy 1, verse number 19, when this is laid out in God's word, we have this warning. You need to hold faith and a good conscience. And then what's he say? Which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. In other words, they left the word of God to do what they wanted to do. Yes, it was a gray area. That right there, highlight it. That's a troubled conscience. when you say it's a gray area. It's either right or wrong. Well, I know, you know, let me just close it in this way. You know what a lot of people say? It's so hard. It's so difficult. Or could I put it in the Bible terms? It's a very narrow way. But it's a narrow way that leadeth unto life. It's a narrow way that produces prosperity. You want your children to have success and prosperity? You won't get that with a troubled conscience. You'll get that just like a ship that wrecks on the sea. There won't be nothing but pieces that are left. And so today, this Bible principle, hold faith and a good conscience, it's going to take some spiritual leadership. As Joshua put it, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He was speaking now about his married kids. Ezekiel, yes, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me in the land. And so make up the hedge and stand in the gap. That principle, we're not going to leave God's law. We're going to obey God. We're going to do it God's way. As for me and my house, we're going to live for the Lord, holding faith and a good conscience. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.